Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, June 3rd, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, an update on demonstrations in Hollywood, why some want to reallocate LAPD's budget, how to talk to your kids about current events, and an update on the fall semester. First, our Emily Elena Dugdale covered the protests in Hollywood yesterday, and she joined us to tell us what she saw.
So the protests in Hollywood yesterday were extremely peaceful. There were like thousands of people walking down Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, chanting, holding signs, and car caravans. There was a law enforcement presence there. The National Guard was there, but they were very hands-off with protesters. Protesters were actually sitting on the street with their, fist raised, and the National Guard was in a line right next to them. I actually saw a protester fist bump a National Guard soldier. So it was a very different scene from just this past weekend, where law enforcement employed a lot of different tactics such as rubber bullets and tear gas. I didn't see anything out there. And we were there until about 5:30 in the early afternoon. So after the curfew did end, there were arrests, but nothing to the extent of what we saw over the weekend.
Today, the LA City Council president, along with some council members, introduced a motion to request millions in budget cuts for the LAPD. The goal? To redirect the money to disadvantaged communities and communities of color. Libby Denkman has more.
Yes, LA City Council President Nuri Martinez, along with Council Members Herb Wesson and a few others, introduced a motion today to request up to $150 million in budget cuts for the Los Angeles Police Department. The motion is designed to redirect the money to disadvantaged communities and communities of color. Now, this $150 million, it's a relative small fraction of the overall LAPD budget, which is over $3 billion. But the motion is really a victory for a coalition of activists who have been asking for a people's budget to be adopted that focuses on transportation, social services, mental health care, things like that. That was the focus of a protest I covered yesterday in front of the mayor's house in Hancock Park, which was also very peaceful and led by Black Lives Matter LA. Herb Wesson today, in a statement with the motion, said this small cut to the LAPD budget will not solve everything, but it's a step toward being the city that we aspire to be.
At the start of the coronavirus pandemic, we offered guidance on how to talk to your littlest kids about it. Now, there are more crises to discuss. And with no easy way to explain them, parents need help. Mariana Dale spoke to some thoughtful people who have helpful advice to share.
One of those parents I talked to is Thea Monnier. She's also a therapist and an artist. And she says that your kids, no matter how young they are going to pick up on the unrest that we're seeing in the world right now. So don't shy away from talking to them about it. Listen to what they're saying. Share your own feelings. Keep in mind that really little kids don't really have the vocabulary to talk about feelings yet. So you're going to have to explain to them what things like mad, angry, frustrated, and sad mean. And I really want to highlight an activity that a woman named Tanette Powell is doing with her three sons. She calls them Freedom Dreams. Basically, she's asking her sons to imagine their future and the future of the world that they want to live in, and she's recording it. But it's really an activity someone of any age could do with any material, whether it's words, paint, or movement.
And finally, in a statement today, Superintendent Austin Buettner said LAUSD has not yet decided whether its students will return to campuses in the fall. But if they do, students may attend on modified schedules, minimizing the amount of time they spend in classrooms. Here's Kyle Stokes with more.
Yeah, this is an issue that a lot of parents have been thinking a lot about. How is my kid's school going to look if it reopens next fall? And we learned today it still is a matter of if schools are going to reopen. Superintendent Austin Buettner did not commit to a timetable for reopening schools, but he did essentially say that whatever happens, if campuses reopen, parents can expect students to be on some sort of hybrid schedule. He ran through a couple of different options, but didn't really, pick one as his favorite. It could be one day on, one day off, one week on, one week off, maybe one day every week for students. There are a lot of different options that it's being considered. And so that's something that parents can look for as schools consider how to reopen while absorbing all of these massive funding cuts that are coming their way, and also dealing with the reality that this virus is going to be hanging around for some time.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.